In our worldview today, Kazakhstan has declared a state of emergency after demonstrators stormed and torched public buildings in the capital, angered by rising fuel prices. The outrage continued despite the country's government resigning on Wednesday in response to the violence. Demonstrations began early this week following a sharp price increase in liquefied gas. The cost has roughly doubled so far this year after the government removed price controls, angering residents in the country with extensive oil and gas reserves. Local media outlets report their news sites have been blocked now, with the country experiencing a widespread internet blackout. Hong Kong is beefing up its borders to contain the spread of the Omicron variant. Officials there announcing a two-week ban on flights from the U.S. and seven other countries, including India and the U.K. The measures come after the city reported more than 100 new Omicron cases on Tuesday. That prompted Chief Executive Carrie Lam to announce additional restrictions for residents over the next few weeks. Restaurants will no longer be allowed to operate past 6 o'clock, while arcades, bars, and salons will be forced to close. Meanwhile, 2,500 passengers on board a cruise ship have now been grounded after 9 passengers were linked to an Omicron cluster, forcing the ship to turn around. Royal Caribbean has said passengers on board the Spectrum of the Seas ship will receive a 25% refund, and all 9 passengers have now tested negative since. And tennis star Novak Djokovic has reportedly been denied entry into Australia. This after facing backlash for being granted a medical exemption from receiving the COVID vaccine to defend his title in the Australian Open. Reports say Djokovic was stopped at border control on Wednesday because a member of his team requested a visa that does not apply to someone who's been granted vaccine exemption. Djokovic first reported the news of his exemption on Instagram on Tuesday. That prompted an uproar among Melbourne residents who accused organizers of giving the tennis star special treatment. They have said that all participants must be vaccinated unless they receive a medical exemption from 2 independent panels of experts. The tournament director saying 26 people applied for an exemption for the Grand Slam event. Only a handful received that exemption after a, quote, rigorous review process. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison also weighing in, saying that he will not be treated any differently if the evidence is insufficient. Now we're hearing reports that he will not be traveling to Australia after all.